Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The objective of this episode is to see what can be ascertained from actions which were taken by the papacy and the Gentiles, resulting in the black people's fall and subsequent captivity and enslavement. The title of this episode is Time, Thoughts, Plans, Decisions, Executions. I will begin with the last. It is not included in the title. That is the result. The question then is, what is the result of time spent thinking, planning, deciding, and implementing by the Gentiles, papacy included? The result of all those things is the downfall of black people, the taking of black people into captivity and enslavement, the debasement of black people, the exploitation of black people, the manufacturing of black people, the buying and selling of black people, bartering of black people, the scattering of black people, the futility of those yet scattered abroad. I turn to Hosea 8:8. It says, Israel is among the Gentiles. That, too, is a resultant of actions taken by the papacy and the Gentiles against black people. Israel is among the Gentiles. So, to one, the actions taken, well, the result, that is beneficial, and to the other, the result is detrimental, or actions taken against those yet skipped. Taken against black people are detrimental. But what preceded the result? An execution preceded the result. In the execution, well, before I get to that, let me read this statement. Jeremiah 46:7. Jeremiah 46:7 says this. Well, it asks the question, who is this that cometh up as a flood? And of course, that answer, I will answer that in this statement. Surely, an execution preceded the result. In the execution, the combined Gentiles' armies, following orders, obeyed, united, and waged war against the black people. The invasion is seen in this statement, Hosea 7:1. It says this, and the thief cometh in. The thief cometh in. The flood of soldiers making up the combined Gentile army came into the land of the black. The invasion, the attack began. The war was on. And the troop of robbers spoil. So we see in this statement that the Gentiles are called thieves right here. And we know that it speaks of an army. There's the word troop. And listen, troop of robbers. Okay? Back to the question, who is this that comes up as a flood? It is the combined Gentile army, the nations of the Gentiles combine their armies in order to bring down black people, that they might exalt the Gentiles. They might exalt themselves. That's all Gentiles. Okay. And their leader, the papacy. The thief comes in, and a troop of robbers spoil, taking everything, killing many, and casting the black people left alive into captivity and enslavement. The unified Gentile army hemmed in the black people. The army flooded the targeted land. Yes, there was a great flood of Gentile soldiers entering the land of the black and waging war against them. Some of you may have heard of the story of the flood in the book of Exodus, where the Egyptian army was destroyed. No, I'm getting things mixed up. The flood that would have been during the in the story of Noah and the flood. Okay, and the flood came in and wiped out or destroyed everything. One man and part of his family was left. But this is a fictitious story. The story speaks to that which I'm talking about now. It speaks to the Gentile army entering into the land of black people, coming in as a flood. Okay? That's the army. Many multitudes of soldiers, all right, from the Gentile side coming in. All right. Hosea 8:8 says, Israel is swallowed up of the Gentile. John 10:10. Says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Who is this that comes up as a flood? It is the Gentile army. Thieves, the Gentile army coming in with the purpose of stealing, killing, and destroying. And this is part of the of their purpose: stealing, killing, destroying, stealing people and everything else that they could, killing many, and destroying a way of life, destroying a history, destroying a heritage. Hosea 8:3 that says, the enemy shall pursue him, Israel, the black people, the enemy shall pursue him. And Jeremiah 46:5, their mighty ones are beaten down. The mighty ones among the black people are beaten down. They are crushed. The army, the black army, crushed. The mighty ones are put down. They are suppressed. So there we have the execution, the actual waging of war by the Gentiles against black people, the execution which preceded the result. Israel is among the Gentiles. Black people were defeated, cast into captivity and enslavement. But what preceded the execution phase? The phase of planning and deciding preceded the execution phase, when they were determining this and determining that. One race would pit itself against another. The crucial question was, what would be needed to make success possible? This is on the Gentile side. It would be a venture that would call for all to take part in. All heads of state would be involved, from the highest to the lowest. All must take part. And this phase gave birth to the papacy's and Gentiles' conspiracy to invade, conquer, and subdue black people. Consult Lawmaster's archives for more information on the conspiracy. Keyword in the title, conspiracy. There was goal setting, gathering of information, and all the other things necessary to launch and sustain a war on a scale never seen before. The problem was identified. In short, a definite course of action was adopted by the Gentiles, with the primary goal being that of putting down a target, the black people, and exalting themselves, the Gentiles, that they might reign on the earth. Hear these statements. Revelation 5:10. It says, "We shall reign on the earth." That was an end, the primary end of the Gentiles' reasoning for attacking, conquering, etc., black people, that they should reign on the earth. That was their primary goal, that of reigning on the earth. All right. Proverbs 1:11-14. It reads, "Come with us." This is the call by those among the Gentiles to the people of the Gentiles, the other people of the Gentiles, to come and unify even to a greater degree, to unify that they might wage war against the black people. Come with us. Let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and hold as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse." Psalm 74:8. Says, "Let us destroy them together," or "together let us destroy them," the black people, "let us," the Gentiles, "destroy them," the black people. Isaiah 24:22. Isaiah, "And they," the black people, "shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up after many days," or "shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited." Talking about things happening, going, that went on in the planning and deciding stage or phase. Daniel 11:26. It says, his army shall overflow. The Gentiles' army shall overflow. Okay? And many shall fall down slain. I spoke about the Gentile army flooding the land of the black people, coming in as a flood. His army shall overflow. Many shall fall down and slain. Daniel 11:33. They, the black people, shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil. Many days planning, setting objectives, preparing for war. Isaiah 24:6. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Daniel 11:22. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown, and shall be broken. They be overflown, that's the black people, and overthrown, and shall be broken. The word broken here means subdued, black people being subdued, tamed, and trained. What were they training the black captives to do? They were training them to act in the capacity of servants or slaves. They had to be trained before they would be sent out and sold among the Gentiles. First, they had to be subdued, tamed. Listen, tamed, like you tame an animal or something. Tamed and trained. Trained to behave as what the Gentiles called slaves. Daniel 11:39. He shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. During the black people's days of captivity and enslavement, the Gentiles had ruled over them. The Gentiles. The Gentiles were the slaves' wardens. The Gentiles did not build a prison large enough to house the enslaved captives. Neither did it build several or many prisons to house the, that is, the government didn't do that in order to house the black captives. What they did, the people, it was the people's, the Gentiles, you know, the regular people and all, rich and poor, really, the people's responsibility to house the slaves. The Gentiles had these words, unity, cooperation. These words are descriptive of their behavior, the Gentiles' behavior, unity, cooperation, shared responsibility. All the Gentiles shared in housing the captive black people. that was a shared responsibility of all the Gentile people. So the black captives stayed on the property of their slaveholders and wardens. Okay. So in that sense, the Gentiles, the people, were wardens of the slave wardens, because the people, in shared responsibility, housed the slaves, rather than the government casting black people, you know, behind bars or whatever. Okay, there was a shared, that was a shared responsibility. Daniel 11:24. He shall scatter among them the prey. Okay. The government caused it to be that the people, that the captives were scattered among themselves, the people, the captives were scattered among the Gentiles. The people, back to that shared responsibility. He shall scatter among them the prey. The prey here speaks of the black people, and spoil the black people were spoilers, prisoners of war. And the he there is the papacy. He shall scatter among the Gentiles the prey, the black people, the captured black people. The military mission here in the phase of planning and deciding was this right here. This mission was given to the military leaders, the armies. Okay, Revelation 11:7. It says, make war against them, the black people, overcome them, and kill them. And kill them. Make them of none effect. Make them ineffectual. Make war against them. Overcome them. Conquer them. And kill them. Make them ineffectual. Also, a part of that mission or orders to the military leaders is seen in Numbers 32:15. Listen, they were ordered to do this right here, that they, the military leaders, ye shall destroy all this people. We know that speaks to the subject matter here, things the Gentiles did to black people, because black people were destroyed by the things done by the actions taken by the papacy and the Gentiles. They're destroyed. Ye shall destroy all this people. One nation, one race pitting itself against another race, one race taking on the gigantic task bringing down another. That's what it's about. Bringing down a whole race, nation of people. Ye shall destroy all these people, make war against them. Okay? Conquer them. Kill them. Destroy them. Of course, we move on. Those things have to do with the planning and deciding phase. But what preceded this planning and deciding phase? I say my aim here in going through these things is just to give a sense of what happened. We know the overall story, but to see how that many details are given in the Authorized Version Bible, we know these details to be true because the things that are written actually happened in real life. So we don't have to wonder who these things speak of. We know because history tells us so. And we know now also because the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, AVB, commonly called King James Version, tells us so. Yes, what preceded the planning and deciding stage or phase? Before the result could be realized, before execution could take place, before plans could be drawn up and decisions reached, there was a thought. Someone got an idea or a thought that would change the order of things for untold generations. And we saw that in the Proverbs statement. I can say that Proverbs statement, because I've only read in this episode one statement from Proverbs. Okay. Someone thought in this wise, let's conquer and subdue them all. And remember the last statement, you shall destroy all this people. And don't forget the word there, destroy. You know what destroy means. Doesn't mean just prevail over them or, you know, win the war, you know. Destroy, you know it. Ye shall destroy, that's an order. Ye shall destroy all this people. And the Gentiles did that. And the various ways are listed in the text that I read. By the sword, by flame, by captivity, etc., etc. Yes. Someone thought, let's conquer and subdue them all, and the rest is history. Let me go back and read the objective to see what can be ascertained from actions which were taken by the papacy and the Gentiles, resulting in the black people's fall and subsequent captivity and enslavement. What can be ascertained from their actions? And we took in the message here up to this point, we took a look at some of their actions. involving thinking, planning, deciding, executing, and bringing about the desired result. My observation is this. The papacy's and Gentiles' investment in time resulted in the downfall of black people. Did I speak on time? Did I mention time? No, I don't think I did. Let me do it now. Let's back up one phase. Let's go back to the phase of, let's see here. There was a thought. Someone took time to think. Someone gave a thought time. Time is very important. And is listed in this series of things that the Gentiles, series of actions that the Gentiles took. They executed, they decided, they planned, they thought, they used their time to their benefit, to their own benefit. They took opportunity of time. They took time to think about defeating us, subduing us. What was the word that came up? Taming us, conquering us. They took time. So all of this is about time. What they did with their time. That's what I've done so far in this episode here. I have noted things that they gave time to. They put time to. I have observed, I have spoken on their use of time. That's exactly what's going on. Time. Very important. They took time to plan against us. They took time. They had families just like you have families today. They work just like you work today. They had responsibilities just like you have today. But they took time to plan our defeat and our fall and our taming. They took time to make decisions. That were adverse to us. They took time. And then they took time to execute the plan and the things that had been decided upon. They all took time. Listen, they even took time in their shared responsibility to house your ancestors, our ancestors. They gave that time. They thought about it. They thought it out. We'll build slave houses. You know, the slave houses will be the prison houses for the enslaved and the captured. They took time. That's my point. They took time, people today are no more busier than they were back then. Many people today have a lot of time on their hands, meaning, that they're just lounging or whatever, doing nothing really important, okay? But today, I hear many people say, well, I'm busy. And we as a people have so little, but yet we are so busy. Okay. But those who acted against us took time, gave thought. They invested in time. Let me read this. The papacy's and Gentiles' investment in time resulted in the downfall of black people. The papacy and Gentiles invested in time, and in the end, a thought was transmuted into its physical counterpart. Success to the Gentiles. Victory over the target. And their objective was accomplished. The papacy and Gentiles invested in time. They gave time to thinking, planning, deciding on a course of action for implementation for the purpose of bringing down the target and exalting themselves. They gave time. They took time. No one was so busy that they could not take part in the Gentiles' plans, the things they planned to do against black people. No Gentile was to be so busy he could not take part. No Gentile was so busy that he could not have slaves. That was the law. Every family had to have at least one slave. Everybody had to take part. That was the law. And this shared responsibility. Taking care as a prison does. Taking care of the captured. The prisoners of war. The slaves. The papacy and Gentiles put stock in a thought, which to many others would have seemed ludicrous. They put stock in a thought, an idea, that they could bring down an entire nation, a race of people, and do with them whatsoever they so desired. They took time and thought. They took time and put all that they had at risk. They considered the prize to be worthy of the risk of losing all. This was something they felt they must do, from the highest to the lowest, from the papacy to the pauper. They felt this was something they must do, and they did it. They didn't just think. They didn't stop with thinking. Okay. Someone had an idea. Someone listened to that one's idea. Others got involved. The idea seemed to take on a life of its own. The idea was given tag. Okay. The thought, idea was given tag. The thought was developed. It developed into a plan. People united as never before. In time, the plan was put into action. And in time, a people was brought down. All going back to a thought that someone gave tag. So those are my observations. And as to the objective, what can be ascertained from actions which were taken? Those were observations coming from that which came before the observations of the body of my lecture here. We all have 24 hours in a day. Don't care who you are. The question now is, how can we ride as a people? We've been put down. Think about the scattered. No power. Homeless in lands that do not belong to them, serving a people different than themselves, serving a people who does not look like them. But that's not, and that is the point. That is the point. In another person's land. In another people's lane, not in our own, because what? As the lecture went, everything was taken from us. Lost heritage, lost birthright, a loss of everything. How do we overcome it? Well, we see how we went down. We see what the enemy did in bringing us, in order to bring us down, that he might exalt them, that they might exalt themselves. We see what they did. Again, they invested wisely. They invested wisely in time. And when a proposal was brought forth, that they could agree on, a plan was adopted, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I have been, and I am teaching on black people coming out of a state of delusion, deception, black people being delivered from their deceptive state, black people, those with reference to those scattered abroad, can unite. the Bible. Chief Law Book gives us the power to unite. These are ideas. An idea, a thought. You can be freed. You can be freed from deception by doing this and that, by believing the truth that comes from God, departing from evil, departing from the Gentiles' Christian religion, ridding yourself of the teaching concerning Jesus as a living entity and Lord and Savior, and turning to God, turning from your evil, and turning to the living God, Tommy Lorenzo Hart. That's a thought, that's a plan. And what will that do for you? You will save yourself from a state of delusion. And you can work to save others of your race from that delusion also. A thought, a plan, a thought that developed into a plan, you know? And then, hey, call to unify. Unify. Connect with God. Unite with God. And let us unite with one another. Unite with the living God, not some fantasy, but unite with that, with one that is real, one the Bible calls the living God. Unite with him, and let us unite with another. The enemy said, come, let us do this against them. I'm saying, come, let us unite and do this for ourselves. For ourselves. Oh, you think that the uniting of those yet scattered abroad is too big, that it cannot happen? Who would have thought one nation could bring down a whole and enslave another race of people? Who would have thought that? I said in my delivery, in my lecture, that to some others, that would have seemed a ludicrous idea. You must be out of your mind. You got to be crazy. Ain't no way in the world that can happen. Yes, we can defeat a few of them here and there, you know what I'm saying? But to defeat them all and hold them at one time, hold the whole nation, hold the whole nation as captives of war? What are we going to do with them? But they thought. This can happen if you want it to happen. I know some of you, you know, you may be comfortable with the Gentiles, you know, comfortable with your position, you know what I'm saying, that they've given you, you know, and that you hold comfortable, you know, because of the money they have allowed you to make, this and that. I'm not against making money. I'm not against that. We can have our own. The Gentiles were willing to put at risk everything they had. That means their family, their riches and wealth, and whatever. What if they had lost? What if the Gentiles had lost? They were willing to risk everything on an idea that to many, possibly all others, would have seemed ludicrous. And now, who is reigning? Who has great influence worldwide? And now, who can just about do what they want worldwide? Yes, I offer you freedom from deception, I offer you the opportunity to unite with your God, your living God. I am your God because the Bible says I am. Okay? I have power. I have the right to say that I am God because the great law book of the Authorized Version Bible says to me, thou art God. I say to you, you can be free, black people. Wherever you may be, wherever you may be, you can be free of the Gentile's deception. We can be free of Gentile deception all over the world. Black people in Africa, deceived, taken in by the big lie. We can be free. I offer you freedom from deception, and I offer you the power to unite under God with one another. Now, can we, those among us, start coming together? You know, not everybody. Don't expect everybody to. First, there must be somebody who's with me. Somebody who sees value in what I speak about. Somebody who sees value in what I'm offering. Let us not be indifferent to this. This is a plan set down in the Bible, which I am exposing, that has to do with you, black people. Those of us who are yet scattered abroad by means of that which I spoke on, my delivery, for this episode. But in closing, let's see here. It is clear in AVB that there is a course of action for black people to take up. The course of action is advantageous to us. If followed, it exalts us as a people. It offers to us the power to unite and become a people. It offers us our own land. It offers us autonomy. The plan delivers us from a state of deception. The plan is for us and not against us. Finally, use the tag. Let us come together and take a serious look at what I'm speaking about and the course of action we will take. Who is with me in this? Get with me. Contact me. Communicate with me. The Gentiles communicated one with another in order to destroy us, bring us down and destroy us, bring us to naught. They communicated with one another simply because somebody had a plan. Okay? It offers us freedom from deception. The plan is for us and not against us. Family, obey the commandments. What commandments? The commandment, depart from evil. I've spoken on it. Depart from evil. Depart from the Christian religion. Depart from the unsound, immoral, substandard teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living entity. Depart from that. Turn to God. Turn to me. Turn to the living God. Have faith in the living God. there is only one God. Have faith in the living God. The Bible, the Authorized Version, has named Tommy Lorenzo Hart God. Okay. And Lord. Depart from evil. Have faith in the living God. Seek God. Go to God. Communicate with God. Love the living God. Stand with the living God. Stand. Let us not let this information just bounce off our ears. These are important things of which I speak. So important, they are in a book. And my Bible has on its front cover, Holy Bible. These things of which I speak come from that which is called Holy Bible. That's our license. That's our power. Our power is in that which I teach. Okay. Okay, so take advantage of that. Let us take advantage of our time. Let us look, let us do that which I offer, just simple as that. But we must first, somebody must come to me. Somebody must communicate with me. Somebody must take advantage of the time they have and do these things, communicate with me. Come to me, talk with me, and let us strategize together. And then others come in, and others come in, you know, as intelligent people. So, until next time.